Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and use science to find everyday solutions. I'm Megan Hall. This week's question comes from listener Charlie Baxt. He was a columnist at the Providence Journal for 40 years, and he's beginning to think about his own mortality. He says he wants to be buried when he dies.
I have a problem in my imagination with the idea of being cremated. I don't like the idea that somebody's going to take my body and consume it. I don't know what they do exactly, but I don't want to know.
But he is curious. Is burial or cremation more environmentally friendly? We had Alina Coleman and Molly McGid from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Alina and Molly.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, what did you find out?
Well, we started by going down to Swan Point Cemetery to visit a place that's set aside for what they call green burials.
The president of the cemetery, Anthony Hollingshead, says these green burials start with a completely different type of coffin.
And here's an example of a willow casket, totally biodegradable, so no artificial material to decorate the grave before the burial takes place.
These coffins make it easier for your body to degrade and turn into soil.
But what about the chemicals used to preserve a body? Don't those leach into the soil and hurt it?
Well, in a green burial, the body isn't embalmed with chemicals like formaldehyde.
Which also means the body isn't preserved, so the funeral has to happen closer to the time of death. That means that if you're interested in having a green burial, it's worth planning it ahead of time.
Is there anything else that's different about a green burial?
Yes. Anthony explained that you don't have your own gravestone. Instead, there's a memorial stone for the whole area. This reduces the greenhouse gas emissions that come from pouring concrete for each person.
But green burials still take up space, and cemeteries have to mow and irrigate plots, which uses energy and water.
Okay, well, what about the impact of cremation?
Well, cremation definitely saves more space because ashes don't have to be buried.
But there are other things to worry about, starting with the energy that's used to cremate someone.
It's hard to get precise numbers, but the Cremation Association of North America says that on average, the whole process releases about 70 kilograms of CO2 per cremation.
Is that a lot?
It's about as much as the emissions associated with a one-way flight from Providence to Washington, D.C.
Is that better or worse than the emissions from keeping a burial plot watered and mowed for eternity?
Well, it depends. A normal burial is definitely worse. Some green burials grow native plants around the gravesite to limit the need for mowing and watering. So it all comes down to how many resources are used to maintain your plot.
But let's put this into perspective. Your burial isn't going to significantly impact the planet. The carbon emissions from people flying to your funeral could be more than your burial or cremation. In the end, how you live matters much more for your carbon footprint than how you die.
And for something as profound as your final resting place, you have to think about your personal preferences and the preferences of your loved ones. For instance, Charlie says he still wants to be buried, but...
My wife has other plans, so she wants to be cremated. So this is something we know about each other. We don't really debate it. We have different tastes.
And now that Charlie knows about green burial, it's something he's considering for himself.
Thanks, Alina and Molly. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.